You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
A ban on live animal exports was introduced last year by the Labor government. However, the coalition government has said it would like to reverse it. This past week, a petition signed by over 57,000 people was handed to Parliament, calling for the government to keep its ban on live animal exports. Sophia spoke to CEO of Safe Aotearoa, Deborah Ashton, about the petition, the importance of keeping the ban, and what reversal could look like.
And so the coalition government has proposed to restart live animal exports with, quote, gold standard rules to protect animal welfare and safety. What are these gold standard rules? Do you think that they are adequate at protecting animals?
We don't know what the government is actually proposing when we're talking about gold standards. We're really completely in the dark about what that means. What we do know at the moment is that information that's been presented to the previous government was pretty conclusive that trying to introduce any new standards to live export that would ensure the welfare of animals just isn't possible.
Just to kind of add on to that there, why is keeping the ban on live exports so important?
Well, the conditions for the animals on board these ships are absolutely awful. And one of the worst aspects is the fact that the animals are crammed into these ships and forced to live in their own waste. And when they're travelling from New Zealand to China, for example, they can be on board those ships for up to 3 weeks. They're pretty horrid conditions for animals, you know, even for a short period of time. We've seen countless images of animals standing completely covered in their own shit, basically, which is an incredibly dreadful experience for any animal. But, you know, aside from that, animals will experience an unfamiliar environment. The ships have got constant movement. They're at risk of rough seas and noise and extreme heat as the ships cross the equator. So the animals really are in an awful environment. Just this week, we had Lynn Simpson, who's a former live export vet from Australia. She visited New Zealand to talk about her experience on board these ships. And she's done over 57 voyages from Australia. She describes these ships, and I think this is really very reflective of our concerns, that they're like multi-storey car parks with thousands of animals crammed into pens which are hot and stinky. And she said that the most of her time on board those ships was spent working out how deep the feces was and trying to manage this. So pretty dreadful conditions to put any animal into and not really possible to mitigate.
And opposition parties have said New Zealand's international reputation is at risk if the government goes ahead with overturning the ban. Would you agree with this? What impact do you propose this will have on our international reputation?
Live animal export is a very small percentage of our overall exports, and we need to put animal welfare ahead of profit. The risk to our reputation is hard to quantify, but I think we are telling a big white lie if we continue to talk about our world-leading animal welfare standards and then continue to put animals through conditions like this on board those live export ships.
And I mean, just in reference to consumer preferences, people are increasingly eating more plant-based and wanting the food they eat to meet environmental and ethical standards. Do you think that reversing the ban on live exports is something that farmers want?
There are a lot of farmers and other people in rural communities that are very concerned about live export, and they're actually starting to speak out about that now. So from what we do know, there's only a small portion of farmers that are likely to benefit from live export. So I think when it comes to plant-based options or, you know, live export, I think we could see them separately, to be honest. We're sending these animals over to places like China to help China grow their dairy herds. Over here in New Zealand, though, you know, there's a demand for us to reduce our dairy herds and certainly encouraging farmers to think about other types of farming that they could do that might be more aligned with plant-based agriculture.
And coming back to the petition, so there was a petition signed by over 57,000 people calling for the government to keep its ban on live animal exports, which was handed over to Parliament in this past week. Can you talk me through some of the calls this petition had for the coalition?
Well, quite simply, the call is for the coalition government not to overturn the ban. The event was held in the Parliament grounds and there was a very good turnout there. We had speeches from the animal welfare and animal rights groups, from the petitioner himself, Dr. John Hellstrom, and also MPs that support protecting the ban. So the call is very, very simple. Please do not overturn the ban on live export. The evidence is clear. It's a horror story for the animals, and it's not a good look for our country. The government will be calling for submissions following the petition handover. So we will have information up on our website, safe.org.nz, and that will be able to tell people how they can do a submission. So we'd really encourage people to go over to the website, keep an eye on it, and get ready to do a submission to ask the government to maintain the ban.
That was SAFE's Deborah Ashton speaking to Sophia about calls to keep the ban on live exports.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.